And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hi, it's Dave Clemens once again, and in studio with me I have Kathy Kosipe. She's the founding director of New Each Morning. How are you?
I'm great, Dave. Thanks so much.
Always nice to see you. Let's start with, before we talk about what you guys actually do for the few people out there that don't know what you guys are doing, you've got some news for us.
I do.
Exciting news.
I do. Coming in hot with excitement this morning.
Yes.
I just left an award presentation. We were nominated with 100 Women Who Care, and we were chosen at their last quarterly meeting in December, and we received a check this morning for $14,000 from 100 Women Who Care, Central Oregon.
That's a nice donation.
Oh my gosh, it's our largest.
That's the largest donation you guys have ever got.
Yes.
Let's talk about why this is important and what you guys do at New Each Morning.
Yes. So New Each Morning, we provide connection and peer support for women graduates of alcohol and drug treatment programs. So once they graduate from the program, then we connect with them and we help them do life and reintegrate back into our community with services like preparing for job interviews, with resumes, job search. We help them with clothing and with personal best appearance, but mainly we're connection. They know that somebody is walking with them and that they can connect with us, talk with us. We meet with them once a week and get a strategy for the immediate needs and then go from there with job interviews and all of that.
The first time you came in here, you were telling me that one of the issues that you saw was these women were finding the strength to get into these programs and do everything they need to do to get clean and trying to get their life on track. Then they get out. And that's it. There was like no support network to help them continue on their path.
Exactly. And that's where New Each Morning, that was birthed from, because I volunteered for a couple years at a residential program, a women's residential program. And I would watch the women come in and, you know, finally at that place where they would allow themselves to be in a place that was secure and heal and learn how to live in a sober state. And so it takes great courage.
Sure.
It takes great courage. It takes perseverance. It takes grit. And it takes grace, because there's so much shame involved. And so they would go through this program, which was basically a year-long program, and there would be a great celebration, a graduation, and then it was kind of like, great job. Have a nice life.
Good luck to you.
Yes. And so all that was poured into them and all the work that they had done, it just kind of, that support stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they don't have the support of the program and they can't go back to the quote support that they had before, which was not healthy.
Right.
They need that support. They need connection. And so we spent a year creating the program, and then we launched January of 2020.
Wow. And this was a need that you saw that needed to be met, because you are the founder of this.
Correct. Yes. Right. Yes. So I actually was a hairdresser for 40 years, and so I've always had a heart for women. And I really wanted to make a difference. And so once I spent the year creating the program, and then I realized that I couldn't do both with excellence. And so I left my longtime career and started with New Each Morning. And, you know, 2020, that was quite a year for all of us.
What a crazy time to start that.
It was, but it was perfect because, as we all know, isolation is not healthy for anyone.
Right.
And when you are in a new identity and you are feeling alone, default happens. And so I started working with four women, and we figured out what we needed to do and how to do it and the connections in the community. And so we kind of blazed a trail, basically. Our services are free to the clients, and so it takes great collaboration and funding. And I feel like now we've celebrated 5 years, and we're moving forward.
That's good. That's good. Now, of course, you guys are growing too, because you're helping more and more people all the time. I think we're going to talk about some training stuff coming up.
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
Okay. So in 2024, we decided, because our connection advocates, those are the mentors that we connect our clients with. So they work one-to-one with them and create that consistency and that relationship built on trust and commitment. And so we wanted our connection advocates to become certified peer support specialists. So that's with through the Oregon Health Authority and the Mental Health and Addiction Certification Board of Oregon. So it is a dual opportunity to be certified with OHA and MACBO. So we partnered with, actually we received funding from the Cow Creek Umpqua Indian Foundation to have five of us from New Each Morning be trained and qualified to be certified as peer support specialists and certified recovery mentors, and then additional training so that we could become facilitators. So in that was in early 2024, and then in October, we held our first peer support specialist training, and that was a huge success.
Good.
It was just, we represented five, there were five Central Oregon cities that were represented at the training, and actually five Native Americans that came for the training. And so this training is not only for New Each Morning, where we can train, we can get our connection advocates trained in-house, but it's also open to the whole recovery community of Central Oregon.
So you're training others now?
Yes. We are training others so that they can apply with the Oregon Health Authority to become certified, and then with MACBO so that they can become certified as certified recovery mentors and go to work. Because
wow,
there are openings everywhere.
Sure.
For
so how does somebody
specialist
get in on your guys' trainings?
Well, you can go to our website, neweachmorning.org, or you can contact me at training.neweachmorning@gmail.com, and we can get you the application, or you can download it from online and pay for it online. So our next training will be February 10th through the 14th. It is a five-day, 8:30 to 5 o'clock. We provide lunch, so there's just a half-hour lunch there. But it's a collaboration with many organizations in Central Oregon that are key contacts for peer support specialists to have. So they get to make those connections, like with, let's say, the Stabilization Center or the Taylor Center or Best Care or New Priorities Family Services. So we bring those people in to help, and Pacific Source.
Wow.
So it's a great collaboration for the greater good.
Okay. And to get involved, all the information is at the website.
Yes. Yes. You can go to neweachmorning.org, and there's a application there that you can download and fill out. And
okay. We've been talking to my friend Kathy Kosipe. She's the founding director for New Each Morning. Thanks for coming in.
That's been great. Thanks so much for the opportunity. This was perfect timing.
Wonderful. Give us the website one more time.
That's right. neweachmorning.org.
Do you have questions, comments, or a topic for Inside Central Oregon? Send your comments to Horizon Broadcasting Group, 854 Northeast 4th Street, Bend, Oregon, 97701. Inside Central Oregon is a public affairs presentation from Horizon Broadcasting Group.